DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, good afternoon. 4-3, the final score. Royals drop the game, drop the series, and slide back to the low water mark of the season, 46 games below 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. I'm happy to go wherever you want to go on this Sunday, so long as it pertains to the boys in blue. We can talk off-season, we can look ahead to 2024. Or we can dive into this 4-3 loss at the hand of the Northsiders. Again, phone number, the text line number, the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. We talked about it before the game. If you listen to the On Deck show, it was my concern, my worry, that without Michael Garcia in the starting lineup, without Brady Singer or Cole Reagans on the hill, boy, oh boy, there was a lot of pressure on the shoulders of Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. If they came to the dish with a runner in scoring position, it was my belief they got to come through or this team can't win. Because for as much as we celebrate the style of baseball that we've watched over the past 21, 22 games, Royals and even 500 in their last 22, I understand that's cause for a celebration for some. An 11-11 stretch. When you dive into that stretch, it's a lot of Bobby, it's a lot of Michael, it's a lot of Salvi, it's Brady Singer accounting for more than a third of those wins. Cole Reagans pitching in with a couple as well. Well, you didn't have that today. You had Bobby, you had Salvi, you had a lot of other guys that are either still searching for their footing in the big leagues, on their way out of the big leagues. You got a guy in Jordan Lyles who did his job today. Again, taking nothing away from Lyles. He throws a complete game, his third of the season. He's now 0-3 when throwing a complete game. But Bobby and Salvi today combined to go 0-2 with runners in scoring position. You needed your reliable, how about this? You needed your reliables to be reliable. Bobby did not come through with his big spot there in the fifth inning. Salvi does not come through in a spot there in the first inning. And the reliable glove, one of the best defensive gloves in all of Major League Baseball. When we're talking about center fielders, you'll be hard-pressed to find many better than Kyle Isbell. Isbell makes a two-base error that turns into a two-run error. Royals go on to lose by one. Can't have it. Without Mike Cowell in the lineup, without Brady or Reagans on the hill, this team can't afford any mistake from their reliables. The bat, the all-around play of Salvi, the all-around play of Bobby, just like yesterday. No Mike Cowell. Lesser than Brady Singer, so you know you got to work. Bobby can't make an error yesterday. Kyle Isbell can't make an error today. Now, like I said yesterday, I'm not down on Bobby. I'm not down on Salvi. I'm certainly not down on Kyle Isbell's glove. Shoot, I'm not down on much right now when it comes to Kyle Isbell. Izzy has a hit in 10 of his last 12 games, a batting average of .342 in that stretch. Guy's hitting .283 going back to the start of July. So no, I'm not down on these guys. It's just a ridiculous standard that we got to hold them to because there's so much dead weight on this team. Again, a team 46 games below .500. So if you want to dive into the X's and O's, I'm happy to do so. But again, I think it's fairly simple because you saw it in the ninth inning as the Royals mount a comeback led by Mikel Garcia coming in off the bench with one out and two on, a man in scoring position. Mikel comes through, first pitch, Hacking sends that offering right back to center field. Mikel now leads the team, hitting .342 with runners in scoring position. Now, maybe to some of you it sounds like I'm overblowing the importance of the 23-year-old Mikel. No, really, just the fact that his name's not penciled into the starting lineup puts that much extra burden on Bobby and Salvi? Yeah, in my opinion, it does. I'll put it this way. When you show up to the ballpark or sit in front of your television or flip on your radio and you get ready for Royals baseball, what can you count on? Let's say you miss the game and you're opening up your phone or going to the website or flipping on MLB Network, whatever it might be. What do you know what's going to say about the Royals? And don't be sarcastic. I'm not talking about bullpen giving up runs or Jordan Lyles taking a loss or the Royals losing a game. No, I'm being serious. Positive things. What can you rely on when it comes to this team? To me, it's Bobby, Salvi, and Mikel Garcia. Those are your three constants right now. Those are the three guys that you know are going to help you win every single day when they show up to the ballpark. They take the field, they're going to do something to help you win. Now, Michael Massey's been doing that for the past few weeks as well. Massey today, the only Royal, well, one of two Royals with multiple hits, Massey and Izzy, combining for four of the seven Royals base hits. Isbell's glove, I think, is one of those things that you rely on, that you feel is consistent. Maybe Freddie Fermin falls into that category. Well, Freddie wasn't in the lineup either. The only reliable bats in the lineup today, in my opinion, are Bobby Witt Jr. and Salvador Perez. Salvi goes 0 for 1 with runner in scoring position. Bobby goes 1 for 4 with a stolen base, but 0 for 1 with runners in scoring position. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Again, nothing to be discouraged about. At least I certainly don't feel discouraged, because what I'm basically saying is you need Bobby and Salvi to be perfect unless Brady's on the hill or Reagan's is on the hill or Mikel's there to help ease some of the burden on their shoulders. Yeah, it's a ridiculous ask. But I'm not going to start showing up to the ballpark not hoping for wins, not trying to map out a way in which the boys in blue can walk away victorious. You got 36 games to go, 36 more opportunities to evaluate, 36 more chances to compete and to hopefully win a big league baseball game. Now, you're not going to see Brady Singer until Friday. Cole Ragans doesn't climb the hill until Wednesday. I brought it up on yesterday's postgame show. Who's going to do it? Does the offense have enough to overcome whatever happens from this pitching staff moving forward? Can Angel Zerpa or Alec Marsh step up in a big spot? I know it's Oakland coming up tomorrow night, and then Tuesday night and Wednesday afternoon. I understand that's the one team we can look down our noses at, even though they beat the Royals 2 out of 3 here at Kauffman Stadium earlier this season. I understand it's Oakland, but I don't think we should be looking past anyone. Where's that next win coming from? How does that next win come about? I think it begins with Mikel hopefully getting back in that lineup. And then him, Bobby, and Salvi putting the team on their back and carrying them to a dub. I don't know how else it happens. 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose 4-3. We gave credit to Jordan Lyles. We shouted out Michael Massey, who drove in the first run of the game. Some nice defensive plays from Bobby Witt Jr., Matt Duffy, and MJ Melendez. But again, it ends in a 4-3 defeat. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. Let's start off in the Northland. Ryan, you're hitting leadoff this afternoon. Go ahead.
Hey, Dane. Thanks, Vern, for taking my call. Hey, I just want to say some positive things, and then I just got a couple little things that are probably nitpicky, but I want to say them anyway. I'm optimistic. I'm looking forward to next year. I think we got a lot of possibilities, seeing people come to life, like Garcia. I'm so impressed with him. Massey, Isbell. We probably have Daniel Lynch coming back. There's just a lot of things, I think, to be hopeful for. And, you know, Bobby Witt, of course.
No doubt.
And I wanted to also say, first of all, a tip of the cap to Hendricks today. He kept us kind of on our heels with his changeups. The thing that kind of I wondered about today was a kind of a, you know, in the second inning, we have a guy in third, and Darren Blanco was up, and that guy's fast. You know, he's steroids fast. And the infield's playing deep, and I'm thinking, why not, you know, at least give him one try to get a bunt down and get that run home.
But two
and
outs.
They don't.
Two outs.
Well, they're two outs, I know. But
okay.
I mean,
oh, as long as you know it, okay, yeah.
To me, his chances of getting a bunt down and beating it out are just as good as his chance of getting a single or a double. I mean, that's
sure.
just my opinion.
Sure.
The other thing is, I know he's the team captain, but I wish somebody would just say to Salvi, hey, take at least two pitches when you're up there. He is so, I think he feels so pressured to, you know, to pull us through. Yeah. And most of the time when he's swinging at something, he's a free swinger, I know, but, you know, he'll swing at two or three pitches, usually out of the strike zone. And I'm thinking, I wish he'd just take a few more pitches. He'd probably walk a lot more.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's what I had. Just wanted to get it off my chest. Thanks for listening. Oh, and last thing, can someone also tell Melendez he got to quit falling out of the box on anything that's not an inside pitch? He'll swing it, and his butt's falling out of the box. I don't know if it's too late in his career to try to correct him or not. Anyway, thanks for listening. Appreciate what you do. Thanks.
Yeah, glad to be in the position to listen. Ryan, thanks for placing the phone call. I think you make great points across the board. I was thinking this. I was thinking the same thing there in the second inning, but I'm certainly not going to put it on. I wouldn't have if I'm Matt Quatrera. I'm not going to tell him, hey, you got a bunt right here. I don't tell him not to bunt. No, you use your feel. If you get the pitch, if you get a chance, go for it. So I'm with you there. Yeah, Salvi, I mean, we've been having that conversation, as you know, Ryan, for about a decade now. And MJ Melendez, you know, certainly not too early in his career to change that. His whole thing, and we've seen really since the All-Star break, a much different MJ Melendez this today, at least early on, that punch out in the third inning looked like first half of the season MJ Melendez. Right, booty bailing out a little bit. Instead of moving towards the pitcher, right, having your momentum going forward as backside kind of falls out, and his backside falls out, and it's just a bat thrown at a baseball that he really has no chance at reaching. Melendez today 1-for-4 with a 2-out double in the fifth inning. MJ has a hit in 14 of his last 15 games, a stretch in which he has an average of .373. And since the All-Star break, again, he's been much better, hitting .302 since the break, an OPS of .870. What we saw today from MJ, at least offensively, a pair of punch-outs, that's happened a lot more infrequently than it did in the first half of the season. And I'm sure you know that, Ryan. But I'm willing to give him tomorrow. Let's see what he does in this Oakland series. I'm certainly not going to act as if I'm disappointed in MJ Melendez because of a porous showing today. I don't know. 1-for-4 with a double, tough to call it porous. And he made a sensational diving catch in the fourth inning to finish off that frame for Jordan Lyles. But yeah, listen, I'll give you this, Ryan. If this turns into another week-long swoon for the 25-year-old, okay, then you were at the forefront of it. You saw the regression coming because of those telltale signs with his lower half. Need him to finish strong. And when I say I need MJ to finish strong, it's really just for his confidence so he can attack this offseason. Not that he has a choice. Because honestly, in my heart of hearts, how I feel about MJ Melendez right now, the questions I have about him right now are going to be the same questions that we have about him at the beginning of spring training. To me, he's already checked the box of, I'm a big league hitter. I can help carry an offense for multiple weeks at a time. We saw that last year. The question is, now can you do it for a full season? The evaluation of 2023 is no. 2023 is not a season in which MJ can do it for a full 162. We'll see if he can do it next year. That's where I'm at him, with him. That's where I'm at. Happy for his strong second half. I hope it continues. I hope this isn't the beginning of a backslide for MJ. Hopefully continues over the final 36 games to hit as well as he has for the majority of this second half of the season. But I need to see it in April and May, especially from him. Let's go to Charles, who's out in Lawrence. Charles, you're on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Hey, stick with the Royals until next spring when they come out of their dadgum spring training. Keep all those pitchers. Keep all those pitchers.
Okay.
Keep all those pitchers. Things are coming up. I'm looking at George Brett's mural on my wall right now. If you guys stick with the pitchers like they have right now, Bobby Witt Jr., oh, my God.
Which pitchers in particular, Charles?
I like the Singer Sewing Machine. I'm telling you what, I've still got Zach Greinke's last ticket that I bought years ago.
Oh, so you're just in your man cave looking around right now.
It's too damn hot to be outside grilling. We gave up on the grill. Yeah. Stay with the pitchers and wait till after Surprise Arizona. It's going to surprise you. All right, y'all?
Oh, I gotcha. Thank you very much, Charles. Appreciate it. Let's go to Connor in Overland Park. Connor, you're on the postgame show. Royals lose 4-3. Go ahead.
Hey, Josh. I just got back from Chicago. I was there for the game.
Nice. You have a good time, I would presume. I mean, beautiful days.
Like we had talked about last week, I saw one win and I didn't screw it up. Like you told me not to, so I got to see one win and one loss. So in Wrigleyville was awesome.
Yeah, certainly worth the trip, no doubt about it. Connor,
yes, thanks
for checking in. And I didn't say don't screw it up. I'm a lot more polite than that. But good job not screwing it up. Royals lose 4-3. They screwed up the series. They drop the finale. They fall back to 46 games below 500. We'll take a quick timeout, head inside that Royals clubhouse.
On your home for Royals.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Fastball ripped into left center field. Base hit. Velasquez is in to score. Isbell goes first to third. And Michael Garcia, fresh off the bench, first pitch swinging, delivers an RBI single. And the Royals have cut the deficit to two. It's now a 4-2 game in the top of the ninth inning.
23, his game says he's like 33. That's been the surprise of the season, the pleasant surprise of the season at least. Michael Garcia in off the bench, making his first appearance since Friday night. Keep in mind he left with that inflammation in his rib. Left during Friday's game, said he felt it when he was throwing, but Matt Quatrero brings him in as a pinch hitter tonight, or today in the ninth inning. Q telling reporters after the game he would only use him if it was a situation in which Garcia's the game-winning run. And he was. With two on and one out in a two-run game, he plates Nelson Velasquez as Jake Eisenberg just gave you the play-by-play as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Garcia, again, a 342 hitter with runners in scoring position. And for the season, a 386 hitter. This guy's played basically every day since May, and he's hitting 286. Still, what, 8 months away from his 24th birthday, posting an OPS north of 711. I wasn't expecting much offensively from Michael this season. I knew he'd help you win some games defensively, but a near 290 hitter, did not see that coming. Him and Freddie, for me, no doubt the two biggest surprises of the season, but Michael being 5 years younger, he's going to get the gold medal in that one. Royals lose 4-3. They drop the series to the Cubs. Royals took the lead in this game, scoring right out of the gate as Bobby Witt Jr. singles to left with one out in the first. He steals second base and then scores on a Michael Massey single to right. Just like that, 1-0 Royals. But a Kyle Isbell error in the first inning turns into two runs. Cubs take the lead and they never look back. 2-1 after 1. 3-1 after 5. 4-1 after 8. And then two runs for the Royals in the ninth, but too little too late. Royals fall to 40-86. Bobby Witt Jr., I mentioned the stolen base. He now has 37 on the season. That's third most in Major League Baseball. I mentioned the base hit in the first inning. That's base hit number 141. At seventh most in Major League Baseball. And his 24 home runs rank 18th in Major League Baseball. So top five in bags, top 10 in hits, top 20 in homers. Only he and Ronald Acuna can say that. Phone lines are open. The text line is there as well. 913-586-7610. Dan in KCK's listening. He's shouting out Bobby Witt Jr. for good reason. I just gave you Bobby's season totals. But look at what he's done in the last 81 games. 309 batting average, 882 OPS, 17 homers, 17 doubles, 25 bags, 61 RBI. Again, 81 games. Go ahead, do the math. That's a 309 season with 34 home runs, 122 RBI, 34 doubles, and 50 stolen bases. Okay, Ronald Acuna is going to win the National League MVP. Jake Eisenberg pointed out before the game, Bobby Witt Jr. now for the season's top five in baseball in WAR. Bobby Witt Jr. is putting up MVP numbers. Bobby Witt Jr. is having an MVP season. Unfortunately, he's mired on a team that's dead last in its division. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610, and along those lines, Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, that's why you have to, at the very least, go 500 in the first 30 games of your season. Gives yourself a chance. To all these people calling in saying that they're encouraged about 2024, look at our first 30 games next year. Vern, if we don't go get three starting pitchers, we'll be done. We don't have a prayer without three starting pitchers. Yeah, well, I mean, I'm trying to, it's not that I want to disagree with you. I would be floored if they went and got three starting pitchers. Now, unless we're going to, you know, count, like a Ryan Yarbrough type of signing as a starting pitcher. I agree, they got to go get two to have a chance. If they're going to compete for a postseason, I think they need to go acquire two starting pitchers. I think they will acquire one. I think they got to acquire two. Raj is saying they got to acquire three. When I look at the rotation next year as currently constructed, now again, I'm expecting some roster turnover. I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be shocked if Brady Singer's moved this offseason. Not saying I'm betting on it, but I wouldn't be shocked. We know Singer and Lyles are in the rotation for 2024 as currently constructed. Cole Reagans likely has another six starts left in his season. I'm hoping that when we get to the end of those six starts, we all agree that Cole Reagans is in the rotation, but I can't write it in there just yet. Kid's made six starts. Two-time Tommy John surgery. Get through the end of the year. And then, man, not only will I eagerly put his name in the mix, I might put him above Brady Singer. You know, Cole Reagans might be your number three heading into the offseason. Who knows? But right now it's just Singer and Lyles, which lends itself to the point that Raj is making. You need three starting pitchers. But just from years of being at spring training and observing other teams' camps, most teams go into spring training with, you know, three or four or five guys competing for that fifth spot. So let's begrudgingly give Jordan Lyles the four spots. Say there's going to be a battle for five and Singer gets the three. You know, Zerpa, Marsh, Reagans, and Lynch, along with a Chandler Champlain and an Anthony Veneziano. Those guys compete for the five spot. Lyles gets the four, Singer's the three. Now that's where you need your two. I need two starting pitchers, round out this rotation, give us some depth down in Omaha, and now we can compete. I think they got to have two to have a chance. I'm confident they're going to acquire one. And would it shock anyone if they go out and sign a decent free agent or a trade for a quality starting pitcher and he gets the ball on opening day? Would anybody be shocked if Singer's the two, Reagans or Lynch are the three, Lyles is the four, and then you're piecemealing together the five out of Zerpa, out of Marsh, Champlain, Veneziano, other guys down in the minor leagues. Confident they'll get one, Raj. I agree they got no chance if they don't get two. So maybe I don't agree with you. I would love three. Let me put it this way. If they go out and get three, the expectation is postseason. If they go out and get two, the hope is postseason. If they go out and get one, well, at least they did something. That's how I feel, at least. 4-3, the final score. Royals drop the finale, the rubber match, falling on the north side of Chicago to the Cubs. Let's go to Jim, who's north of the river. Jim, you're on 610 hey. Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, Vern, I'm going to ask your opinion. Let me ask you, if they can sign Junior to a long-term contract, do you think that would guarantee the new stadium, no matter where it's at?
Jim, I think the new stadium's happening regardless of them signing Bobby, but yeah. I think it would get more fans on board if they signed Bobby this offseason.
Yeah, that's what I mean, kind of guaranteed, because I just being in touch with, you know, the taxpayers, I don't think it's guaranteed it's going to pass. You know,
I don't think they'd put it on the ballot unless they were sure it was going to pass. You know how those billionaires are, man. They know what we're going to do before we do it.
Yeah, that would almost guarantee it, don't you think?
Maybe
that's more of a question.
I do. Okay. I think those Royals fans that right now, because I talk to a lot of them, Jim, out at the ballpark, and they are not in favor. They love Kauffman Stadium. Why do we need a new stadium? I have a good time every time I come out here. Those people that are on the fence, that love Kauffman, that don't see the need for a new one, if they paid Bobby Witt Jr., I think that would sell them more on ownership. And then, yes, going along with what you're saying, would sell them on ownership's vision of a new stadium.
All right, thank you, Vern.
Thank you. Phone line open up for you, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Let's go back to the text line. From the 816, Vern, MJ Melendez is a superstar. I wish you would open your eyes and see him and Bobby Witt Jr. and Michael Garcia and Michael Massey are the core four. Hey, man, don't let me talk you off your parade car. I'm not saying you're wrong. It's just I'm not there with you yet. My eyes are open. I have seen every single game that all four of those guys have ever played in the big leagues. Doesn't mean I'm right. But I just haven't seen from MJ nor Massey what I've seen from Bobby and Michael. I haven't seen that consistency. Michael's been basically the same consistent hitter for about almost 4 months now. Bobby's been one of the best players in baseball since the beginning of June. Bobby has steadily improved since opening day of 2022. Michael Garcia has steadily improved since making his big league debut. MJ Melendez, like 93% of big league position players, has gone up and down. Michael Massey, like 93% of people that make it to the big leagues, they go up and down. This isn't a knock. Again, it should be, well, you take it however you want, but I mean it as hype for Michael and Bobby, praise for what those two 23-year-olds have done. It's abnormal. It's special. What MJ's going through, what Massey's gone through, that's the norm. That's the brutality of this game. Michael's made it look easy, man. Bobby's made it look cool. Shoot, Bobby in the third inning, if you get a chance. I'm sure Bally Sports tweeted it out. Bobby runs 108 feet, dead sprint to shallow left field right there on the foul line. And again, Bobby's playing like shifted towards the second base bag. Mike Tauchman hits a high pop fly down the left field line into foul territory. Again, at a 108-foot sprint, Bobby slides between Matt Duffy and MJ Melendez, who are both converging. Bobby slides between them, makes the catch while sliding like Trey Turner into home plate. I don't know how you run that far and then look as cool as Bobby did. I don't know if I've seen someone look as cool as Bobby did making that play. The only play like that that looked cooler was when Derek Jeter flew into the stands. I mean, Eske made a pretty memorable play similar to that, but it wasn't as graceful. Certainly didn't have that pretty slide like Bobby, and then didn't have Bobby popping up to his feet and throwing an 83-mile-per-hour rocket to first base to attempt to double off the runner at first. Now, Bobby's special, man. He's fun to watch. Every day he's going to do something to help you win. And that's an understatement. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. So my man from the 816, I love your core four. I hope that's the case. But I guess my follow-up question would be, are those four now untouchable in your eyes? If you believe MJ and Massey are superstars, I'm not telling you you're wrong. But if you got homegrown superstars, you don't want to trade them, right? You don't want to trade, because I'm not a fan of trading Bobby or Mike Hell. You don't want to trade MJ and Massey. You don't want to trade for it. How's this team get better next year? How does this team get to the postseason in the near future? That's my question for you. Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. We go to Will in Kansas City. Will, you're next up on the postgame show as the Royals lose 4-3. Go ahead.
What's up, Josh? How you doing, man?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great, man. It's a long time since I talked to you.
It sure has, man. You've been flipped over to the Chiefs a little quick.
No, man. Well, you know, I listen to the Royals, man. But it's I'm a sports fan and a long time Kansas City sports fan, as you know. And it's depressing at times. And I'm listening to you today, and I don't know if I heard you correctly. And you stated that you thought that Brady Singer would be moved during the offseason.
I wouldn't be shocked if he was. I wouldn't be shocked if he was. I wouldn't bet on it. But I know the Dodgers and the Reds both came sniffing around at the trade deadline, and the Royals were open to it.
I got to ask. Here's my thing that I would ask to the Royals front office and anybody else out there that makes the decision. Why? If you cannot pitch and you have the best pitcher on your team, and you want to send a message to the fans that you're trying to get better, and you trade the one guy that you've actually drafted for that was supposed to be a starting everyday rotation pitcher. The guy had, he didn't pitch well Friday night, but as you stated after the game, the Royals have won four in a row while he's out there. That's the only time they're winning when he's pitching.
Right.
And we as fans are supposed to support this team when you're trading away good pitchers, when you don't really have any. You got a two-way. I don't understand if the Royals would even consider
that. Let me get your thoughts on this. Sure, let me get your thoughts on this, Will, because the only way I think you trade Brady Singer, if it happens, to me, that's the organization telling you that we are at the ground floor. For as much as you and I, this feels like year 7 of the rebuild. For J.J. Piccolo in this front office, this is year 1. So they're tearing it down to the bare bones if you make a move like that. Because even if you keep Brady Singer, in my opinion, he's at best a number 3 on a championship team. You need a lot more if you're going to compete next year, a lot more if you're going to compete in 2025. And Brady Singer is a free agent after the 2026 season. So you only have him for 3 more years. And if you're not going to compete next year, that's admitting we only got 2 cracks at it with this dude. Maybe now's the time to cash in while his stock is still high and that elbow's still holding up.
Well, the way I look at it as a fan, I'm saying if you're tearing this thing down and we're at the ground floor, then if you trade Brady Singer, we're digging a sub-basement. We're going lower. Because with a team that's 40 and 86, how much lower do you expect to go? There has to come a time where the Royals have to say, as you stated, 93% of these players are going to struggle. So if you just keep trading and trading and getting more guys like Drew Waters, the Velasquez kid, and you keep bringing all these guys in, and we know these guys potentially may not be everyday big leaguers, and you just get more and more of these guys, and none of them ever pans out. If you finally get a player, and the most important position on a baseball team is pitching, We've seen the California Angels with Ohtani and Trout and Pujols and all these guys on the team that are Hall of Famers or potential Hall of Famers don't win anything unless they can pitch. If you go back and you look at the Royals from 13 to 17, when we were winning and we started that run, we could pitch. And we had a bunch of guys that were a lot of clutch hitting and fantastic defense. So if you start trading Brady Singer, and just far as I'm concerned as a fan, you're just saying you're never going to fix it. I just don't understand trading away the only good starting pitcher that we have.
Will, nice to hear from you, man.
All right, thanks a lot, my brother. You be good, man.
Do the same. Appreciate it.
Right.
And again, I understand completely where Will's coming from. You catch me on the right day, I'll say the exact same thing. But today's not that day because, again, and like Will, I've lived through it all, right? Since 2015, we've gone through a lot of losing seasons. This is going to be the third 100-loss season, right? They never committed to the rebuild, though. You know, talking about, well, you can't just keep trading off pieces. They haven't really. They've never done that. Didn't trade Whit Merrifield until last year. Didn't trade Adalberto Mondesi until this offseason. Never traded Hunter Dozier. Never traded Brad Keller. Didn't trade Scott Barlow until this trade deadline. I'm trying to think who else you had that was good. Now, you never really committed to a rebuild. Now, you stunk in 18 and 19. You got high draft picks, but you never... we're early to the draft party. But that's a previous regime. For as much as we want to act like, again, this is year 7 of the rebuild, this is year 1 of J.J. Piccolo. Now, I'm not going to say you got to trade Brady Singer. I'm not going to say that. Not right now. Not with 36 games to go. But at the end of this 36-game stretch, at the end of this evaluation season, if we get there and you're... you, the Royals fan, or you, J.J. Piccolo, or you, John Sherman, if you're not willing to say we're going to compete in 2024, then I think you do. Then I, not only do you got to trade Salvador Perez, but I think you got to trade Brady Singer if you're not going to compete in 2024. Because then you only have, again, two cracks at it with Brady. In 2025 and 2026, then he's a free agent. You're not going to sign him to a long-term deal. That spits in the face of what franchises like what the Royals are hoping to be, Cleveland, Tampa. They don't sign starting pitchers to long-term extensions. You're not going to sign Brady Singer. So he's going to be a free agent at the end of 2026. If you don't trade him this offseason, okay, you could trade him next offseason. I'm not going to fight you. But you're still going to give him the ball 30 times. You're still going to ask him to give you 170-some-odd innings. That's a lot of tax on that right elbow. You know the fickle nature of the arm. You willing to risk that? For a team that you're saying isn't going to compete next year, you're going to risk giving the ball to Brady Singer every single day in hopes that you can trade him in 12 months? Or are we going with Brady the same way we did with Kane and Haas, where, yeah, we'll just take you to free agency and lose you for a comp pick. Now, these are the difficult decisions that the previous regime was reluctant to make. Well, no, they made the decisions. They just stuck with their guys. They believed in their guys. To truly emulate Cleveland, you got to trade Zach Plesac and Mike Clevinger and the rest of those goofball pitchers they've had. You got to trade Francisco Lindor. If you want to beat Tampa, you got to trade Blake Snell. You trade guys that are good while they're still attractive to other teams before that injury pops up, before that late season swoon happens. Brady Singer's going to hit this offseason with the ability to say, hey, what you saw in April, man, that was all because of the World Baseball Classic, or at least JJ can pitch that to other teams. Brady's agent can pitch that to other teams. I don't know if I'm willing to risk it another year. Interesting conversation, and Will, always appreciate the thought, man. 4-3, the final score. Royals drop the rubber match on the north side of Chicago. Cubs take the series. Royals now on pace to lose a franchise most 111 games. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Day at the K, Tuesday, August 29th, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Morrell grounds it toward the hole. Duffy dives, snares it to his left, gets to his feet, throw to first. In time, he got him. What a play by Matt Duffy. A terrific diving stop. And the throw is on time to get Christopher Morrell.
It's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Matt Duffy. Solid day at the hot corner. Solid 48 hours for Matt Duffy. Solid season for Matt Duffy. I mean, I always liked that dude from afar. But watching him up close, he joins a, you know, that Raul Ibanez. Just trying to think of other vets that just no ego, understand the role, happy to contribute, ready to contribute, produce when given the opportunity, but they know their role inside the clubhouse and in the dugout. He's been a joy to watch. That's what Raul Ibanez was back in 2014. He just had a lot better and more experienced players around him. It's normally like a backup catcher. You know, you think of like an Eric Kratz, someone like that, but even Jackie Bradley Jr., I enjoyed him, but Matt Duffy's been there all season. Great job there. Yeah, tremendous play for the first out, getting Christopher Morrell in the fifth. Two batters later, Suzuki would take Jordan Lyles deep. The first earned run of the game given up by Jordan Lyles' 29th home run allowed of the season, but I don't even know why I'm mentioning that. Lyles pitched very well. Eight innings, two earned runs on five hits. And yet he takes the loss. He falls to 3-14 as the Royals lose to the Cubs, dropping the series. 4-3, the final score. Royals haven't won a series away from Kauffman Stadium in more than 3 months. Jordan Lyles, he's given the team at least five innings in 22 of his 24 starts this season, including each of his last 15 trips to the Hill. I now just say it because it makes you mad. Now, I believe it, but I continue to repeat it just to make you mad. Jordan Lyles has earned every penny of that contract. Royals back to their low water mark on the season, 46 games below 500. Let's go back to the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Henry from Topeka. Vern, are there any bats you'd like to see the front office try to get in free agency or via a trade this offseason? Henry, I think we're still a little too early, at least I am. To really dive into not just who's available, but who fits. Because, first of all, Salvador Perez, is Salvi on the team next year? If yes, it completely changes the calculus. It completely changes what you're looking for in the offseason. If no, you need an RBI guy to hit fifth. Got to find one of those Kendrys Morales types. But there's so much in flux. And along those same lines, another text message here, again, 913-586-7610. From the 785, Vern, what would we have to give up to get three starting pitchers? Okay. Financially, I would say about $50 million per season to get three starting pitchers. 17, 17, 34, 51, okay, maybe $55 million. Per year, and not many starting pitchers are going to take a one-year deal to come to Kansas City. So you got to go 2 years. So that's 2 years, $110 million for three starting pitchers. So that's why I don't think you're going to get three starting pitchers via free agency. Could you get one in free agency and two via trade? Sure, and that's why these final 36 games are so very important for so many of these young bats. We talk about MJ Melendez, Kyle Isbell, Michael Massey, who had his third multi-hit game of the week, his 19th of the season. That's top five on the team. Because even if you're ready to move on with fill-in-the-blank player, maybe there's a few teams out there that go, man, the Royals aren't using, let's say, MJ Melendez properly. Or the Royals aren't using Drew Waters properly. Let's make a call. Let's see if we can acquire him, get him into our system, into our training, and we'll get the most out of him. You never know what a package of MJ Melendez, A-ball pitcher, and a Dominican Summer League outfielder. You never know what that could bring. I'm just spitballing here. So even though the team is, again, careening towards its worst campaign in franchise history, there's still plenty to be saved down the stretch. Right? Previous caller or previous texter says MJ's a star, Massey's a star. I'm yet to go that far. But maybe a general manager agrees with you. And he's willing to part with a starting pitcher that they like in Double-A that's on the cusp. Maybe needs just a little tweak here. Comes to the Royals organization, they help him make that tweak, and his career takes off. Look at what Chandler Champlain's been doing. The 24-year-old the Royals got last year from the Yankees. Look what Mason Barnett did earlier today, the right-hander out of Auburn that the Royals took in the third round last year. 6 foot, 218 pounds, top 100 pick. Made his third start since being promoted to Double-A. He went 5 shutout with 6 strikeouts today. So now 3 starts in, he's got 19 strikeouts in 14 innings, 19 strikeouts to just 4 walks, and an ERA of 1.93. Mason Barnett doesn't turn 23 until November. I'm looking forward to spring training. There better be some new names in the mix. For as hopeful as I remain about Daniel Lynch, as much as I'm pulling for Chris Bubich, we need some new names. Need some new names in the mix next spring training, vying for these spots in the rotation. Happy that Alec Marsh and Angel Zerpa are back in the mix. Zerpa, by the way, going to start game 2 coming up on Tuesday night. Cole Reagans goes in the finale against Oakland Wednesday afternoon. Few more from the text line. From the 816, Vern, I'd take Vinny Pasquantino over MJ Melendez all day. Okay. I think Vinny's about a year older than MJ, but there's no doubt about Vinny's bat. I've called Vinny's offensive ability undeniable. So long as he can stay healthy, I think he's going to have a job hitting in this sport for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So I'm with you. I'm more sold on Vinny than I am MJ, but MJ has a higher ceiling than Vinny. Athleticism, positional flexibility. That right there is a great debate. That's what baseball is all about. That's what the hot stove's all about, sitting around all off season. All right, who do we want to keep? Who do we want to trade? Vinny or MJ? Vinny or MJ? From the 816, Vern, I just want to make sure I'm clear. I got in the car late, but did you say we're 1 or 2 starting pitchers away from going to the playoffs? No. No, I said you're 3 starting pitchers away from playoffs being the expectation, 2 starting pitchers away from the playoffs being the hope, and you're 1 starting pitcher away from being a better team next year. You got to go add 1 starting pitcher if you're going to improve on this record, which right now, again, is on pace to be 51-111. The Jay Southland Tow Service text line from the 913, Vern, Will Myers was supposed to be a superstar too, but we traded him and that worked out well. I think we could part with a bat for pitching. Yeah, I agree. I think that, that's what you're seeing from Houston. That's what they did. That's what Baltimore did. That's what the Cubs did. That's what the Cincinnati Reds did. You draft bats, and when you need arms, trade for arms. And as I say that, yes, I realize that the Reds took Hunter Green very high, I believe number 1 overall. But nonetheless, Baltimore certainly did it. Baltimore took a lot of bats and are now acquiring arms, like a Kyle Gibson through free agency, Jack Flaherty through a trade. From the 816, Vern, what percentage do you give the Royals to sign Bobby Witt Jr. long term? Percentage? Now, when are we talking? At any point? I would say What percentage? I would say this offseason I'd put it at a 30% chance they sign him this offseason. But over the course of the next 4 years before he hits free agency, I would say it remains right around there. I'm 35, maybe 40%. Yeah, that's final answer. I'll say 40% chance they sign him to a long-term deal, 30% chance that happens this offseason. All right, well, right now those guys are on a flight to Oakland, a long flight, hopefully not too somber flight, no reason to be down. Royals lose 4-3, sure, you lose a series, but Kyle Isbell makes the back-breaking error in the first inning. Kyle, you're a terrific defender. You'll be fine. Now, offensively, you didn't have Michael Garcia. I told you the weight of the world was on Bobby and Salvi. They had to come through in every single instance. They went 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Well, Bob, Salvi, you'll get another chance tomorrow. Nobody's down on you. The rest of you, pick it up. Tomorrow, it's Tucker Davidson making the start or serving as the opener for the Royals. Game one in Oakland's going to have Tucker Davidson, the lefty who was sensational yesterday, needing just 12 pitches to record 4 outs. Struck out Jamer Candelario, staring at a slider, got Yan Gomes to swing through a splitter. Kids look good. We'll see him tomorrow in the first. Thanks to Nathan Williams. Speaking of a kid looking good, Nathan, great job as always. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 7:30 tomorrow night. Royals and A's.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Tuesday, August 29th, 610 Sports Radio. Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball in Kansas City, 610 Sports Radio.
Morrell grounds it toward the hole. Duffy dives, snares it to his left, gets to his feet, throw to first. In time, he got him. What a play by Matt Duffy. A terrific diving stop. And the throw was on time to get Christopher Morrell.
That's Jake Eisenberg, as heard here on 610 Sports Radio. Matt Duffy, solid day at the hot corner, solid 48 hours for Matt Duffy. Solid season for Matt Duffy. I mean, I always liked that dude from afar. But watching him up close, he joins a, you know, that Raul Ibanez. I'm just trying to think of other vets that just no ego, understand the role, happy to contribute, ready to contribute, produce when given the opportunity, but they know their role inside the clubhouse and in the dugout. He's been a joy to watch. That's what Raul Ibanez was back in 2014. He just had a lot better and more experienced players around him. It's normally like a backup catcher. You know, you think of like an Eric Kratz, someone like that, but even Jackie Bradley Jr., I enjoyed him, but Matt Duffy's been there all season. Great job there. Yeah, tremendous play for the first out, getting Christopher Morrell in the fifth. Two batters later, Suzuki would take Jordan Lyles deep. The first earned run of the game given up by Jordan Lyles' 29th home run allowed of the season, but I don't even know why I'm mentioning that. Lyles pitched very well. 8 innings, 2 earned runs on 5 hits. And yet he takes the loss. He falls to 3-14 as the Royals lose to the Cubs, dropping the series. 4-3, the final score. Royals haven't won a series away from Kauffman Stadium in more than 3 months. Jordan Lyles, he's given the team at least 5 innings in 22 of his 24 starts this season, including each of his last 15 trips to the hill. I now just say it because it makes you mad. Now, I believe it, but I continue to repeat it just to make you mad. Jordan Lyles has earned every penny of that contract. Royals back to their low water mark on the season, 46 games below 500. Let's go back to the J Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7610. Henry from Topeka. Vern, are there any bats you'd like to see the front office try to get in free agency or via a trade this offseason? Henry, I think we're still a little too early, at least I am. To really dive into not just who's available, but who fits. Because, first of all, Salvador Perez, is Salvi on the team next year? If yes, it completely changes the calculus. It completely changes what you're looking for in the offseason. If no, you need an RBI guy to hit fifth. Got to find one of those Kendrys Morales types. But there's so much in flux. And along those same lines, another text message here, again, 913-586-7610. From the 785, Vern, what would we have to give up to get 3 starting pitchers? Okay. Financially, I would say about $50 million per season to get 3 starting pitchers. 17, 17, 34, 51, okay, maybe $55 million. Per year. And not many starting pitchers are going to take a 1-year deal to come to Kansas City. So you got to go 2 years. So that's 2 years, $110 million for 3 starting pitchers. So that's why I don't think you're going to get 3 starting pitchers via free agency. Could you get 1 in free agency and 2 via trade? Sure. And that's why these final 36 games are so very important for so many of these young bats. We talk about MJ Melendez, Kyle Isbell, Michael Massey, who had his 3rd multi-hit game of the week, his 19th of the season. That's top 5 on the team. Because even if you're ready to move on with fill-in-the-blank player, maybe there's a few teams out there that go, man, the Royals aren't using, let's say, MJ Melendez properly. Or the Royals aren't using Drew Waters properly. Let's make a call. Let's see if we can acquire him, get him into our system, into our training, and we'll get the most out of him. You never know what a package of MJ Melendez, A-ball pitcher, and a Dominican Summer League outfielder. You never know what that could bring. I'm just spitballing here. So even though the team is, again, careening towards its worst campaign in franchise history, there's still plenty to be saved down the stretch. Right? Previous callers or previous texter says MJ's a star, Massey's a star. I'm yet to go that far. But maybe a general manager agrees with you. And he's willing to part with a starting pitcher that they like in Double A that's on the cusp. Maybe needs just a little tweak here. Comes to the Royals organization, they help him make that tweak, and his career takes off. Look at what Chandler Champlain's been doing. The 24-year-old the Royals got last year from the Yankees. Look what Mason Barnett did earlier today, the right-hander out of Auburn that the Royals took in the third round last year. 6 foot, 218 pounds, top 100 pick. Made his third start since being promoted to Double A. He went 5 shutout with 6 strikeouts today. So now 3 starts in, he's got 19 strikeouts in 14 innings, 19 strikeouts to just 4 walks, and an ERA of 1.93. Mason Barnett doesn't turn 23 until November. I'm looking forward to spring training. There better be some new names in the mix. For as hopeful as I remain about Daniel Lynch, as much as I'm pulling for Chris Bubich, we need some new names. Need some new names in the mix next spring training, vying for these spots in the rotation. Happy that Alec Marsh and Angel Zerpa are back in the mix. Zerpa, by the way, going to start game 2 coming up on Tuesday night. Cole Reagans goes in the finale against Oakland Wednesday afternoon. Few more from the text line. From the 816, Vern, I'd take Vinny Pasquantino over MJ Melendez all day. Okay. I think Vinny's about a year older than MJ, but there's no doubt about Vinny's bat. I've called Vinny's offensive ability undeniable. So long as he can stay healthy, I think he's going to have a job hitting in this sport for the next 7, 8, 9, 10 years. So I'm with you. I'm more sold on Vinny than I am MJ, but MJ has a higher ceiling than Vinny. Athleticism, positional flexibility. That right there is a great debate. That's what baseball is all about. That's what the hot stove's all about, sitting around all off season. All right, who do we want to keep? Who do we want to trade? Vinny or MJ? Vinny or MJ? From the 816, Vern, I just want to make sure I'm clear. I got in the car late, but did you say we're 1 or 2 starting pitchers away from going to the playoffs? No. No, I said you're 3 starting pitchers away from playoffs being the expectation, 2 starting pitchers away from the playoffs being the hope, and you're 1 starting pitcher away from being a better team next year. You got to go add 1 starting pitcher if you're going to improve on this record, which right now, again, is on pace to be 51-111. The J Southland Tow Service text line from the 913, Vern, Will Myers was supposed to be a superstar too, but we traded him and that worked out well. I think we could part with a bat for pitching. Yeah, I agree. I think that, that's what you're seeing from Houston. That's what they did. That's what Baltimore did. That's what the Cubs did. It's what the Cincinnati Reds did. You draft bats, and when you need arms, trade for arms. And as I say that, yes, I realize that the Reds took Hunter Green very high, I believe number 1 overall. But nonetheless, Baltimore certainly did it. Baltimore took a lot of bats and are now acquiring arms, like a Kyle Gibson through free agency, Jack Flaherty through a trade. From the 816, Vern, what percentage do you give the Royals to sign Bobby Witt Jr. long term? Percentage? Now, when are we talking? At any point? I would say, what percentage? I would say this offseason, I'd put it at a 30% chance they sign him this offseason. But over the course of the next 4 years before he hits free agency, I would say it remains right around there. I'm 35, maybe 40%. Yeah, that's final answer. I'll say 40% chance they sign up to a long-term deal, 30% chance that happens this offseason. All right, well, right now those guys are on a flight to Oakland, a long flight, hopefully not too somber flight. No reason to be down. Royals lose 4-3. Sure, you lose a series, but Kyle Isbell makes the back-breaking error in the first inning. Kyle, you're a terrific defender. You'll be fine. Now, offensively, you didn't have Michael Garcia. I told you the weight of the world was on Bobby and Salvi. They had to come through in every single instance. They went 0-for-2 with runners in scoring position. Well, Bob, Salvi, you'll get another chance tomorrow. Nobody's down on you. The rest of you, pick it up. Tomorrow, it's Tucker Davidson making the start, or serving as the opener for the Royals. Game one in Oakland's going to have Tucker Davidson, the lefty, who was sensational yesterday, needing just 12 pitches to record four outs. Struck out Jamer Candelario, staring at a slider, got Yan Gomes to swing through a splitter. Kids look good. We'll see him tomorrow in the first. Thanks to Nathan Williams. Speaking of a kid looking good, Nathan, great job as always. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 7:30 tomorrow night. Royals and A's.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your Brave. Backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com and use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.